a ton of my MTs there, and like a bunch of like the other Americans, and like the a bunch of the other companions that like all the other missionaries that like I'm like good friends with. So that was super fun to like talk with them and stuff. And then so then like the multi-zone conference was basically just like a bunch of the elders like and sisters like got called up to give talks, and then after that the assistants came up and like taught us, and then after that president got up and his wife, and they like taught us just like about like different like stuff, like the importance of like missionary work and like obedience and just like a bunch of like different things. And Elder Mortensen got a package. So you guys like gotta reach out to Elder Mortensen's parents and figure out how the heck he got a package. Cause he's the other missionary from Utah. And so like I told him to talk to his parents to like reach out to you guys, but like if he forgets to do that, like you guys should reach out to his parents. Like, figure out, like, how he got the package here. Because, it was a pretty good-sized package, man. I was like, what the heck? Where's my package? No, that's good. I think the problem is, like, I bet you my package is here and it's just sitting at the post office. But, like, someone, I guess, like, has to go and, like, sign for it or something. I don't even know. And so, like, I think that's why I didn't get it, but I don't really even know. I don't understand how the heck to get packages. So maybe one day, but by the end of the 2 years, I'll figure it out. But yeah, so you guys can just talk to his parents, figure that out. And then, so then, let's see. Oh, yeah. When at the conference, like, Almangozo's cousin came up to me, and, like, we were, like, talking, and then he's like, here, like, talk with Almangozo. He just hands me his phone. So I got to talk to Alban on the phone, so that was, like, super legit. I, like, talked to him for just, like, a few minutes, like, just say hi and stuff, and, like, he just, like, it was super awesome. It was great to, like, talk with him just a little bit. So that was kind of cool. I bet you he told you guys about that. So yeah, I'm just a rebellious missionary, but it's okay because I'm still baptizing. I'm just kidding. No, it's not my fault, man. These people, like, I feel like they just don't understand. Oh, it cracks me up, man. But yeah. And, like, the thing is, like, I was sitting there talking on the phone with him, and, like, President walked by and, like, saw me talking on the phone, and, like, President didn't even care. So I'm like, well, guess it's okay. I don't even know, man. So, man, it's so funny. But, let's see. So then, let's see. Then Thursday, was pretty good. We went to Benicoso, and we were there, like, all day. And, like, just kind of went around and, like, did some Ovid Bay. And, like, taught a few people and stuff. And so then, so then after that, we, like, came back to the apartment and stuff. And I got to talk on the phone with Elder Olagondudu. He called me. We hadn't, like, talked for a while, so it was super great to, like, talk with him and stuff. And he told me how his sister got the visa and stuff, so that's super awesome. And he also got transferred. And so I was, like, hoping he was going to come to our apartment, because I thought that Elder Ayama was going to get transferred too. But Elder Ayama's staying, so it's, like, either way, I'm, like, fine. Because Elder Ayama's awesome. And Elder Ayama's training again. Oh, man, I feel bad for him. He's, like, he's just, like, super tired of training. But it's good. he'll be good. And so let's see. So that was Thursday? Yeah, that was Thursday. So then, so we had like Benicoso and stuff. Benicoso's super awesome. It's like the coolest village. And so then Friday was alright. We didn't have power like all night long, because they cut our power Thursday night. Because I guess like the bureau like didn't pay it, or like they forgot to pay for our power. So they like just came and cut our power. So we like didn't have our fans or anything. Oh my gosh. It was like the hottest night, man. It was like, jeez. And so then, after that, then they like finally, let's see. So then like they cut the power and stuff. So then we woke up, they didn't have power. But I think they came back like later. I think they like came on Friday and fixed the power for us. I'm trying to see. I'm like reading through my journal, trying to find out. Maybe it was. Yeah. It was Friday night. They like came back. So like they cut the power Thursday night. And then we didn't have power like all day Friday, but it didn't even matter because we weren't even at the apartment. And then they like came back and like gave us power because they finally paid for it. So that was nice. But like also in our apartment, like the in, so we have two bathrooms. And like one of the bathrooms, like the toilet, like the, like where the shower, like the drain. Like the water and stuff like comes up the drain, and like literally just like the other day it like just flooded our apartment. So that was like super great. So we had like some dude like came and fix it, but I think he's like, cause he wasn't finished with fixing it, so I think he's gonna like come and finish it like, tomorrow. I don't really know. It's just like a joke, man. Oh, it's so funny, dude. It's like, I'm just glad that like we have power. Let's see. And then, like, they've still yet to, like, fix our filter. So hopefully they come and do that tomorrow. Because we've just been, like, buying water and stuff. Let's see. So, Friday. Okay. Oh, yeah. So we went back to Benicoso on Friday to get the four kids for their interview for the baptism on Saturday. And so we went and got them. And then, like, we came back to the church for them to do the interview and stuff. And, like, I was, like, sitting because my companion wanted to do, like, a pre-interview for them. And so I was just, like, sitting with all of them. And, like, I was, like, teaching them about, like, Joseph Smith and stuff, like, making sure, like, they actually, like, knew who Joseph Smith was. So, because, like, they've been taught by, like, the missionaries before. And, like, they, like, wanted to get baptized and stuff. And so, like, that's why we were, like, talking with them and stuff. And, like, that's why we had, like, their baptism. But, like, we wanted to make sure that, like, they actually, like, knew, like, still remembered, like, the stuff that they had been taught. It's like, we went through, like, the lessons with them and stuff. And then they knew, like, most of the stuff, so that was good. Like, they've been, like, coming to church and stuff, like, so, like, it was good. And so then, the crazy thing is, like, so then, Frere Chris, he was, like, that guy that, like, he, like, said, like, he's his own church and, like, was, like, a missionary for his own church, like, trying to find people for his church or whatever. So we ran into that guy as we were coming to the church. And so then, like, we told him to, told him to, because he had, like, a few minutes. And so then,